I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I was rather perturbed on learning that Barbara had obeyed an impulse inspired by an agony column Pa that indicated she would learn something of her father, at present in jail, if she kept a certain appointment. Fortunately, she very skillfully left a trail for me to follow, and with Charlie Austin's help, I ran her to earth in a house in Dorking, the residence of a bigwig on the council, a Mr. Harper Dean. Charlie found she was locked in a room on the first floor. Unfortunately, every window in the house had iron bars across it. But scrambling up, I managed to tap on the glass and attract her attention. So, in a moment, the window was opened.
That you, Roly?
Yes, it is me. And although this isn't the time for it, I'd like to spank you good and proper. How do you think I feel, clinging like a chimpanzee to these bars?
Sorry. I'll explain if you'll just be patient. I'm a prisoner. My room door's locked. And then, of course, the bars over the windows.
You are telling me. Now, hurry. We've got to find some way of getting you out of this.
Yes. I'm afraid I've got myself into a bit of a jam. But there's nothing much they can do to me. I think.
You think? All right. Let's have the strength of it.
Well, Harper Dean is one of our 40 thieves, one of Dad's syndicate.
The devil he is.
Yes. And when I arrived, he informed me that he and some of his cronies had learned I was in possession of a few documents that would help to clear Dad and throw the blame in other directions.
Mr. Dean, for one.
Definitely. Roly, you remember we settled the affairs of old Bradbury and that Mason man with the papers you found in Bradbury's safe.
Well, of course I remember. Bradbury was hammered on the stock exchange, and Mason skipped over to the continent with nothing in his pockets.
Well, I found other papers among Dad's effects. Dean is, I think, a bit shaky at the knees about something he thinks I know or might know. So he used that agony column to get me down here.
Oh, you were a terrible mug not to see me first. Oh. However, there may be nothing much you can tell him.
He seems to think there is. He's told me he'll squeeze it out of me somehow. I expect him any minute.
All right. Spar with him as long as you can. Mm-hmm. I'll be listening out here. I may hear something to our advantage. In the meantime, I'll drop back into the garden. When he comes, pull your blind down, but leave the window open.
Right.
There we go, then. All right. Still there, Charlie?
Yes. And I've still got Horace.
Good. Now we've got to put him somewhere safe.
There's an old cemetery down the road a bit.
That would be ghoulish, not to say foolish, Charlie. Surely there's a woodshed.
Oh, right behind you.
Good. Ram a handkerchief into his mouth.
There we go. Right.
And shove him in there. Come on. Come on. Good. A nice stout chain on the door, too. There. Fixed it. That'll do very nicely, I think.
Yeah. What'll we do now?
I have to get up topside any moment from now. But there's a job for you, too.
A bit of action, eh?
Quite. You've got to get into the house when I climb up to that window.
Oh, easy. And then?
You'll go over the joint carefully. Starting with Dean's study. Must have a study. There's probably a wall safe. Mm-hmm. Get every piece of paper you can out of it and bring it round here to me. All right, off you go. See you later. Hello. Just in time. There's the blind. Well, here goes.
This may look like a deputation, Miss Faversham. Let me introduce Mr. Warner.
Good evening.
Mr. Bly?
Good evening.
I'm afraid I'm a little in the dark.
Good heavens, there's three of them.
We are here to enlighten you, my friends and I.
I'd be very pleased to know what this is all about. I'm not used to receiving deputations in my bedroom.
We mean no harm. That is, if you do as we demand.
What is the demand?
That you answer our questions. We believe you are custodian of your father's effects.
Who else?
Quite a natural answer. You agree, gentlemen?
Yes,
undoubtedly,
yes.
Well, among those effects are, of course, his business papers. Returned to you after his unfortunate conviction.
Unfortunate? Criminal, you mean? Criminal miscarriage of justice.
That is by no means established. 12 good men and true gave an unprejudiced verdict.
I prefer my own verdict. And I do know, Mr. Harper Dean, that you are one of the syndicate whose crookedness ended in my father's disgrace.
So you do know something of me?
Of course I do. Not much, I'll admit. But I do know you're as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And I suppose your precious friends here with you have long forgotten how to walk straight.
You are talking very dangerously, my girl.
I assure you, Miss Faversham,
don't assure me of anything. If ever I get out of this, I can assure you that I'll examine every inch of any documents I...
Then you have got documents concerning me.
I didn't say so. I was going to say I'd examine every document I could lay my hands on to see if I could find something about you.
Clever girl.
We are certain you have specific information. We are also certain you left behind you a message whereby you were traced to my house by an accomplice.
Accomplice? What have I done to need an accomplice? You talk as if I were a criminal.
A man came here and mentioned Brian Faversham. He's to call here tomorrow at 10. Are you certain there's no connection between you?
How could there be? No one knows but you, I presume, that you've virtually kidnapped me.
Let's have no more sparring, Dean. Miss Faversham, you will speak what you know. You will also permit us to scan every document in your possession. Circumstances have arisen to render this necessary.
I don't see how you can compel me. You don't know where I keep them. If I do have such as you want...
There are ways and means of making you speak.
I've yet to learn them.
Be sure that you will. What was that, Dean?
Someone downstairs, I think. Hawkins! Is that you? Hawkins! Hawkins! Where the devil is the fellow?
Better go and see, Dean.
I will. You stay with the girl.
Sounds as if Charlie's given the game away.
Now, Miss Faversham, don't be foolish. If you care to, you can leave this place at once. One of us will escort you and collect what we require, after which... Why, Dean, what's wrong?
My safe. The safe in the wall of my study has been cleaned out.
Impossible.
Impossible? Don't talk rot, man. I tell you it has. I've had a burglary here tonight. Come on. Let us search the house and grounds. You, Warner, take the house.
Right.
Blythe, I'll search outside. Come on.
Mr. Hicks, we'll have to leg it. I'll knock the bars over.
Two ticks and they'll spot you. Come on, quick. Up here on the bars. Barbara?
Yes?
Put your light out at once. That's it. We'd show up like pinned butterflies. Come on. Hang on, Charlie.
I don't feel too safe. Exposed, like.
You're out of their vision. They'll never raise their eyes up this high searching the grounds. And in the house, they'll search every room except the one where we're clinging to the bars. Couldn't be better.
I hope you're right.
Here come the pack. Don't look down. Keep your face pressed to the window.
No sign, Blythe?
Not yet, but I've shut and locked the gate.
I can climb over that. Better go and stand guard. Where the devil is that man of mine? Hawkins! Hawkins! Hawkins!
I say, Charlie, it was a grand idea, gagging the worthy Hawkins. He can't answer back.
It was a darn good idea deafening him too, I reckon. He can't hear his mate calling to
Hawkins!
Him.
Hawkins! Hawkins, are you there? Blythe!
Yes!
Warner, have you searched the house?
Yes, not a sign of anyone inside, except the empty safe and the door open.
Very untidy of you, Charlie.
Sorry I knocked the picture. It fell into that blooming vase.
As a matter of fact, it's turned out very well. They've had to postpone grilling Barbara. Shh. Listen.
Oh, all right. Let's go inside. Whoever it was has obviously got away.
How wrong can you be, Mr. Dean? I think, Charlie, we'll wait a few more minutes, then fold up our tents like the Arabs and silently steal away. Barbara. Barbara, come over to the window.
I'm here. What a schmozzle, eh?
Yes. I'm sorry to inform you that Mr. Dean has had burglars. They don't know what they burgled yet, but they will very shortly.
Oh. Are you going?
Yes, but don't worry. We'll get you out of this before long. Idiot.
I'm sorry to have been so stupid.
There's no good crying over spilt milk, my dear. But don't go off on your own again.
I never will.
You stuck up your side very well, as it happens. Now, Charlie and I are going to skedaddle. I don't think they'll disturb you again tonight, but... Just shove a chair under the door handle.
If I can't get out, they can't get in. That's one consolation.
Yes, exactly. Now, here's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. If they come at you again, very reluctantly, you give way. All your documents are safely cached, but you will offer to lead them to the third stone under the old oak tree, or words to that effect.
I see. I don't tell them where, but I'll take them there, etc., etc.
That's it. And for heaven's sake, stall them till tomorrow night sometime. Then you will set out, and I shall be waiting somewhere on the road.
But how shall I let you know what time we'll be leaving here?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. How?
I know. One of you come up the road immediately on 6 o'clock, and I'll push my handkerchief out of the window 7, 8, 9, or 10 times, and that'll let you know what hour we're leaving.
Good. We'll be outside at 6 p.m. All right, wench. Keep your picker up. You'll be homeward bound tomorrow night. Or rather, this night. It's the small hours of this morning. And remember, to pad yourself up.
Pad myself?
You heard. Charlie and Austin and myself are going to take alternate shots at beating some sense into you. Cheerio. Come on, Charlie. We have a long walk.
I'll think the back way, Mr. Hicks.
Better still. You one way, me the other. We'll meet 100 yards down the road.
That you, Mr. Hicks?
Yes, it's I, Charlie. What's the excitement?
As I made for the back gate, I had to pass the woodshed. So I took a peep at our friend Honest.
Hawkins, you mean? Well?
He was banging on the door fit to bust it down and yelling at the top of his voice.
That's done it, Charlie. Well, we'll have to do the mile into town in even time. Come on.
And so the adventure progresses. What scheme now has entered the head of Fletcher to further confound the already confounded Councillor Dean? The next episode brings the termination of this activity of The Grey Goose.